Hello, and welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It's Sunday, November 27th, 2020. It's the last episode of the year, guys. Are you guys happy?
Wait, I don't know, Ben, hold on. Record that again, okay. Because it literally cut off.
Welcome to the Freaking Awesome Podcast. It's Sunday, November 27th, 2020. It is the last episode of the episode of the podcast. I'm Benjamin Abaya, and joining me today is John Abaya.
Hello.
And returning, it's been a couple of years on the podcast, Anthony Marshall.
Hey, guys.
How are you, Anthony?
I am doing as well as I can.
We're happy that you joined us. We did have a third and a fourth. Well, they'll be nameless in this episode, but we'll see how we could manage with us three right now. If you're new to the podcast, we usually give our impressions of what we watched, listened, played, or read throughout the week, and we end it with a main discussion. This week's main discussion is actually we're going to end our basically put in the two slots, the two final slots of the Freaking Awesome list. We already have 18 things on that list. I'm going to name them when the segment comes up, but we're just looking for two more. But before all that, we don't have a trailer talk, but we just want to know what we've been up to. John, do you have anything
going on? Just what we're doing this week. I watched two movies this week. I think at least one of them we all watched. Well, did you watch Soul, Ben?
I did watch Soul.
Okay. So I'll just start with Wonder Woman first. So we can end it with that. I watched Wonder Woman.
This is not the original.
1984. Yeah. 1984. Wonder Woman, 1984.
So this is the movie from 1984.
No.
Wait, I'm confused. No.
A brand new movie.
It's the HBO Max, I guess, experimental, where they released it on HBO Max and theaters at the same time. I don't even know where it's playing in theaters, actually. I watched this at home with the family. I watched the first one originally, and I liked the first one a little bit. Oh, not a little bit. I mean, I liked the first one when it came out. Most of it, not all of it. I watched this one, it's directed by the same person, Patty Jenkins, and still stars Gal Gadot and Kristen Wiig and Pedro Pascal, I think that's his name, the Mandalorian.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's hard.
You're missing one more person in that list.
Is there another one? I don't even know.
Chris Pine.
Oh, Chris Pine. Yes, Chris Pine. Forgot. The good Chris, people say. Going into this movie, I don't know what I expected. Like, I watched a trailer. I know it's set in 1984, and it's like how many years after World War One or World War Two? I forgot. It's way after Chris Pine's dead, spoiler, in the first one, or died in the first one. So I was always wondering how they will bring back that character. I won't spoil everything in the movie, but I was really surprised what they went with, and I guess it's an 80s trope a little bit in this weird way. The whole thing felt like an 80s trope. I watched it with Audrey, it was just felt like they takes elements from the 80s, I guess, and then with storytelling, and they applied it here. There's literally like a scene with Kristen Wiig like being the geeky girl, not loner type person, and you see her become this popular girl by taking off her glasses type scene. I was like, okay, like I get what they're trying to go for. Overall,
that's like a reference to, I mean, other than like the 80s trope, my thing when I think about that is Batman Returns with Catwoman.
I guess, yes.
So Michelle Pfeiffer.
Literally that scene, actually. Like, similar scene. Yeah. Where even by going to work, like, everyone, like, sees her differently now. Because, or not, because she dies in that one. And or her, yeah, it's weird. But yeah, I won't get into Batman Returns. Yeah, I like, not most, maybe half of it. I always felt this movie felt really long. Like, I really felt like, oh, when is this over while watching it? And then there are scenes I like in it, but then there's a lot of it is like, you don't need to do this. The one thing I think is very, like too much is the Pedro Pascal character, Max Lord. So his whole concept is, without, like I said, spoiling it, there's something about wishes. And then it was cool in the beginning, but it just kept on going on and on with the wishes to a point where I was like, I don't really care at this point. I don't care about what his motivation. I didn't care about any of that stuff. And then they even tried to make you feel sorry for him in the very ending. I was like, this should have been like in the beginning somehow, like his background of like why he's doing this and whatnot. And then, yeah, it just feels like bloated, the whole movie. Like, it just felt like too much, and then too much and too long for me. Like I said, I like some of the scenes, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it. I don't know if even though I've watched it for free, not technically for free, if I paid the subscription for HBO Max, I don't know how I felt, like, if I watched this in the theater, will I feel more disappointed? Because I watched at home, and then I can just decompress at home and not, like, think about, like, too much about it. I can, like, go online right away and just see all these, like, Easter eggs and whatnot. And then I just, you know, just forgot about the movie after that. I did like the mid-credit scene. That was a very surprise scene for me. And just seeing that, I was like, oh, I wonder what's the concept for the next film, if there's a third one. But yeah.
Was it... Or was it Robert Pattinson's Batman?
Oh, no. That would be interesting if they did it.
Because technically that's the next movie, right? In the DC.
I don't know. I don't know where they're going with that.
Hard to keep track of it. They really keep pushing stuff back and rearranging. I don't know if they really have a flagship movie at this point, because it sounds like, unfortunately, Wonder Woman didn't do as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, and then the other one I watched was on the other side of the aisle, I guess, on Disney Plus, is Soul, Pixar's Soul. And I enjoyed this one more than Wonder Woman. The concept of it really surprised me a little bit. It's almost like Inside Out, but a little more for grown-ups, you can say. It's like, it's not what I expected, especially judging by the trailer. I only watched the trailer, the first one, a while ago. I don't know how many years. And then I always thought...
Years.
Yeah.
Probably several months.
Yeah, several
this
months.
This year makes it seem like there's 7 years in this year.
Oh, yeah. But I really like that one more. So if you had to choose one, I would say choose Soul first. Maybe go backward, watch Wonder Woman if you want to end it with a good movie or a movie that you'll like. Watch Soul. But yeah, I like the concept of it. I really like, there's a part of it, like the art style, especially when they do the different like dimensions or whatever after purgatory, after before.
The great beyond.
The way they stylize that part into and versus like the animation when it's in Earth is pretty cool. Like they're distinct from each other. And I like that. Yeah, it's. I won't ruin anything for it. It really surprised me, especially towards the middle of what's happening.
The second act.
The second act, what's actually happening. I didn't even expect it. I was like, oh. And it's weirdly like heartfelt in the messaging. It reminds me, I was telling Audrey, she didn't watch it. It's almost felt like this, if you watch Monster University, there's a part in Monster University I like where it says like, because the whole point of Monster University is like, you go to college, you get this degree, and then you be successful. But they did like the anti-college in Monster University where they you don't need a degree. If you're passionate about what you like, you can get there somehow. It's all up to you and whatnot. They have a similar like message for me. It's similar in Seoul, and I kind of like that, like the concept of that message versus like what you would expect. I don't know. I don't want to ruin anything. I know you two watched it. Did you guys enjoy it?
Anthony, you could go first.
So I have a couple questions. Okay. I enjoyed Seoul as a thing. I think conceptually they did a better job than I think Inside Out did. On the other hand, I think they kind of in homogenizing the look of the movie for the regular Souls kind of it changed the meaning a little bit. It wasn't a particularly bad choice, but I think there are stronger choices that Disney and Pixar have made. Actually, thinking about it, I was wondering what you guys think. Do you think Soul could have just as easily been a shorter film, one of the mini pictures instead of a full picture, or do you think it does better on this full viewing?
Are you asking, like, you know how like Pixar films usually have like those shorts before the feature film? Oh, like that? I think that they could pull that off with their ideas they were like tackling. I think they could have pulled it off with a short. Because I do feel like there are some parts of the movie they are just dwelling in the great beyond, where I see the concepts were cool, but at the same time, it's like, I understand it. Like, let's go on to the next, you know, phase of this movie.
Right. I completely agree. I feel like there are parts of the movie that were drawn out.
Yeah.
And not to make it bad or anything. I actually really enjoy the movie. If I'm being extremely critical of it, that's the only thing that I would say. But honestly, it was a fun movie to watch. It was very endearing. I enjoyed watching it the whole time, and I think they did a really good job. I don't even remember hearing a lot of the names involved in the movie until I was actually looking at the credits, which is a nice thing for me, because when you're advertising first thing for animated movies with the names of the people who are doing the voices, sometimes it can take away from the movie itself.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking on that, I was actually surprised. I think I didn't know Jamie Foxx was the lead. That's why.
Exactly.
And then when I was like thinking about it, like, this voice kind of sounds familiar, but not really. And then I looked up in the credits. I was like, oh, it's Jamie Foxx.
And then there was Questlove as well.
What? Yes. Yeah.
What did Questlove play?
Who do you think
he played? He played the drummer, I'm assuming.
Yeah, he is the drummer.
Okay.
And so the other question I had is, do you think this is connected to Jordan Peele's Get Out universe? Because for a moment, that dude went to the sunken place.
You mean when one...
Visually, I could see that. Because once he drops down to the manhole, it has that visual aesthetic as Jordan Peele's sunken place.
No, there was a scene in the middle. This is spoilers already. Where... it's the one where that thing, what's his name? His name isn't Jerry. The little entity was trying to get him, right?
Terry.
Yeah, Terry. It's one of those things. Yeah, when Terry tricked him, and then, or even the other dude, he tricked the other dude too into falling into the sunken place. It is literally the sunken place, the way you visually it looks like it.
But yeah, those were my things about that. I enjoyed Soul. It was a very fun movie. I thought it was well done. I think it is a short that ended up stretched out into a full movie, but I think they did a really good job doing it. I don't feel like I got, you know, a half a movie. I feel like I got a whole movie out of it. It was fun.
When you think about it too, about Get Out and this, it's literally a white woman going to a black man's body. I just realized. I was like, wait, that's actually true. Oh, spoilers for Get Out too.
Tina Fey plays one of the main characters. So
I didn't even realize
he kind
that
of
until
spoiled
now.
It a little bit, but not really.
that cat has no soul.
Yeah.
Yes.
I feel bad.
And
for
I sympathize with that cat when it was going to the great beyond, but not knowing what was like
what was happening.
Yes. I think John, you talked about like how this reminds you of In and Out. What's the what movie?
Get
you
out,
just
inside
mentioned?
Out, inside out,
inside out. There's too many outs in this we're referencing. It's because the director, well, the co-director Pete Docter, also directed that movie, and he helped write Inside Out. So that's probably why it has a similar, themes. I guess you could say. but yeah, I also enjoy the movie. I really got touched when they showed Joe, the protagonist, once he gets back to Earth. I don't want to spoil it, but once he's on Earth, there are some touching moments with his family, especially with his mother and whatnot. I felt very I got teary-eyed there. Like I think we always have as children of parents, we always have these expectations from that we always our parents have of us, and that we always try to have these, especially when we were younger, these battles of like, you know, I want to, you know, be this person, not the person you want me to be and whatnot. And I just felt very it touched me a little bit, that moment. But yeah, overall I really enjoyed the movie overall, and I really liked the soundtrack. And then I was like, when they go beyond the great beyond and whatnot, I was wondering like, who does this sound? It's very like minimalistic type of sound, and I found out it's Trent Reznor. I don't know if you guys remember Trent Reznor and Atticus Ross, who usually does compose David Fincher movies. So those are more like dire films. I just find that funny. They did something more upbeat because I was watching an interview because I was immediately wanting to know like who made the soundtrack, and then they're like, "Oh, we really wanted to do something upbeat and something for children because we were always doing these dire and depressing films for David Fincher." I was like, "Okay." I just found that funny because it feels like they had this passion inside to make kids like compose a kids film. And then they had the opportunity right here.
You gotta cleanse the palate.
Yes, yeah. It's a funny it's kind of cool that they have that in their resume now. But yeah, overall on Disney Plus, I think we highly recommend it. How about this question? Would you guys, I know I support a lot of Pixar films, but I would say that I don't watch all the Pixar films in theaters. Would you have gone to the theater to watch this if theaters were, say if there was no pandemic and this was brought to the theater regularly?
In 2020 AU.
Yeah.
I would have gone to see this. You know, it's always nice to see a movie representing Black folks.
Mm-hmm.
And it's nice that it's happened. You know, that's not the only reason to go see it, but I probably would have been interested in seeing it. And I'd be willing to pay the $10 to $12 or however much it is to go see this. And it would have been a fun night. Probably would have gotten some food afterwards.
Yes. Yeah. How about you, John?
Well, repeat the question. Sorry.
I think John is no longer with
us.
Oh,
no. My mic
are you
was...
in a great
No. My mic was off. Repeat the question again? Sorry.
I said, would you take out... Like, would you go in the movie theaters to watch it?
More likely. We mostly watch Pixar movies, especially...
I mean,
like,
you have kids, too. Yeah.
Yeah. So we mostly make, like, an event of it and then, like, you know, get snacks and whatnot and then watch it. And we watch a lot of, like, animated films at the theaters only because... It's fun to watch it.
I am really interested once things get better and then Disneyland opens back up, if they were to make like a Soul theme of
theater like, thing.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to represent this because like then you're going to have kids in the great beyond and then The Great Before. I don't know if
parents will. They got to do, right? They just got to make a restaurant in New Orleans town.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. That's true, actually.
They make themselves a jazz bar in New Orleans town. And but then they finally start serving alcohol. That's their best bet. But usually they don't really do that with Pixar movies.
No, they don't go all out for them. The only one I can think of is Cars. They went all out. Is that ride? Are you just talking about bars in general or just like
anything that's Pixar? Themed towards Pixar?
Yeah, the Cars ride is the only one I can think of. Yeah.
But yeah, that's Soul on Disney Plus. It's out now. And Wonder Woman is on HBO Max. Anthony, do you have anything to you've done?
That I've done?
Yeah.
Or are we going into our segments for things to add to the list?
things that you've done this past year, things that you recommend, a couple of things you want to talk about?
Well, recently I lucked out and ended up getting a copy of Ghost of Tsushima.
Oh, nice.
Pretty cool. It's like, it feels like going back and playing Assassin's Creed, except better. It's a lot smoother. the visuals are amazing, and it's just fun to run around in feudal Japan. You know, there's a little bit of, what's the word? Timely racism.
Oh.
But you know, that's pretty standard for, you know, that time. So it makes sense at least. But you're fighting off what is a Mongol army that's invading the island of Tsushima. I lucked out on getting a copy of that, and I've been enjoying playing through that. And on the other end, I've also been playing Yakuza Like a Dragon.
I'm always interested in playing the series.
Yakuza?
Yeah, Yakuza, yeah.
So I've played my first Yakuza game, I think maybe last year. I hadn't talked about it on any of the shows or anything because I hadn't gotten through it yet. I lucked out and got it through through my PlayStation Plus account. And it was a lot of fun. I enjoyed it. It's a very, very Japanese game. very. And when I say very, it's so Japanese. You have to really understand what the cultural values are to kind of like contextualize some of the misogyny and other things that are involved in it. There's a lot of bravado and other things that are very in tune with the idea of the Japanese Yakuza, but there's also reasons for that stuff. And I think a lot of that is put forth in some of these games. There's also just some wild things that happen in the game. I think moving from, because I haven't played 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6.
Dang, there's that many? I didn't realize.
There's actually 7. So the most recent one is a new character. It's called Like a Dragon instead of Yakuza. What the first 6 games are considered the Kiryu Saga, which is the main character of the original Yakuza games. I think actually there are 7 in the original because there's a Yakuza Zero, which
is that like a prequel?
Yeah. Oh, okay. I have that one, but I haven't played through it. But I am enjoying very much so Like a Dragon so far. I'm about 3 or 4 chapters in and just having a good time. And the stuff you run into in that game without, I guess there's not really spoilers because it's an experience to play it. But you run into all kinds of stuff. And they talk about all walks of life. The other day I walked into, a diaper party.
What?
Okay. That's weird.
grown men wearing diapers and ended up in some fights. But it was.
That's actually, it looks, imagining in my head, that kind of looks cool if you're fighting them in diapers.
I'm, you know, there's some things that you're protected through a screen with that are fine. It's not so much my thing. I don't need to be fighting people in diapers, but it is pretty funny on the other end. But yeah, those have been some real enjoyable games that I played during this last year. Other than that, Twitch has been a really big thing in my life for most of this year. I had started streaming myself, and I've started watching other folks stream. There's a lot of people in our community, in the artist community, and the music community that we all here personally know that have been doing a lot of really great work there, and it's been a nice space for creatives.
What is your Twitch account, if you might ask?
if you want to look for me on Twitch, it's twitch.tv/iantonymarshall. It's iantonymarshall.
So, go on.
No, that's it. Go ahead.
I was going to ask, like, what will the listeners expect when you're twitching? Is that twitching? What you call it? When
I don't think that's a thing, man. Twitching is not a thing.
Okay. It would be streaming.
Streaming.
For the most part, recently I've been streaming video games. I'm still playing Persona. I know we talked about that.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Last time. I'm still playing Persona because I ended up getting Royal, the updated version that I was talking about last time. and that's been fun. But I'm also, like I said, I'm doing Ghost of Tsushima and Yakuza Like a Dragon. But then on Tuesdays, every Tuesday evening, around 5 p.m. PST, I do art streams. So I will I will sketch. Usually I use my Procreate and another app to set up a sketch thing. And I will basically be drawing for several hours while I have a movie playing in the background and music by a local DJ or one of the DJs that I know on Twitch. So I try and keep like things moving. It's just so that I keep myself in practice for doing the things that I like to do.
That's cool.
I'll also practice my Japanese.
Oh, that's nice.
when you play video games, are you commentating or no? You're just playing it straight with no commentary or talking?
So I've been working on getting my setup put together for allowing me to make commentary, but also my house is usually pretty loud, so it's hard to do that. I got several people living here. And occasionally when I'm trying to stream, I can't be talking out loud all the time. Mm-hmm. That being said, for the most part, it's silent streams for the video games. I do talk during my art streams, though.
What are you playing on the PC on when you play games?
So I do PS4 for the majority of games I'm doing because I'm trying to build a new computer. I picked up the AMD Ryzen 5900 I picked that up not too long ago, but I'm waiting on that to be delivered. And then I also am looking for a new graphics card because I'm going to be building a desktop computer that will be able to handle a little bit more than the laptop I'm working off of right now.
That's cool. Yeah, I'm just wondering the setup.
I think I've tried to stream on Twitch. I think earlier this, after the summer when Fallout Boy, what's that game?
No, I'll let you, Ben. I will let That's you guess, Ben. Yeah, tell me, Ben, what is the
Fallout
game?
Fallout something. No, I played it for like 2 weeks. I do not want to guess anymore. It's not Fall.
Something with Fall.
Fall Boy?
No,
Fall
almost. Boy? Almost.
Boy.
What's another word for boy?
Man? Fall man?
No.
Fall guys.
It's Fall guys. Oh, no. I was streaming that on Twitch for a while. I think I did not succeed. I never got to like the round before the last one. It's a tough game sometimes.
The wonderful thing about Twitch is not necessarily about winning. A lot of people
are there
sharing the experience with you of just being there and playing it. I mean, that's not always what they're there for, but there are a lot of people who are just willing to, you know, watch you struggle and get through it because it's hopefully watching somebody succeed. You know,
I also liked how I only had like five or six people watching me, but I liked how they would suggest something. And then those suggestions actually helped me surpass the next round. So I was always thankful. Okay, I'll do it your method because my method hasn't worked out at all. So yeah, I liked it. Probably going to stream something later. I don't know what other game.
I think that would be great. Honestly, you guys get one started, and at some point we can all just stream to a single channel.
We should. So
we do. We
Jackbox.
Yeah, we do have a channel, the TFA channel. Last thing we played there was probably Apex Legends, the the Battle Royale. That's the last thing. It was mostly with Nino. Oh yeah, we should play. It's cross platform now. Yeah. We mostly play with Nino, and then
not really good at it though.
And it kind of
add together.
Yes, it kind of acts like just a conversation. That's it. We're playing, but we're not playing serious. We're just talking like about our day and whatnot while playing. That's how it mostly. It becomes like a non-recorded podcast, basically. You can say.
I never
technically play we still record that
person. Oh yes, yes, yeah. We before we used to play rank, and then I was like, this is too much. There's too many people, too good. And we're like, so now we just play casually and just like goof around. Yeah.
But yeah, that's our streaming, our streaming agenda, I guess you could say. So moving on, is that everything, Anthony?
Yeah, that's what I've been up to for most of the year. Just art. I have a book that I'm working on, but that has been pushed to early next year. And you know what? I'll let you guys know when it comes out. That way you guys can.
Yeah, gladly to support it on this podcast too. We'll have you on so we know the details later.
We're going to have an author on?
We had an author already, John.
Oh, yeah. We did have an author earlier.
But anyway. Moving on to the next segment. I've done something different for this podcast, for this episode, primarily because we know this year hasn't been the greatest year for everyone, but also wanted to reflect on the good things that happened this year internationally, not just in like America and whatnot. So in dedication to the late great Alex Trebek, I made like a Jeopardy-esque type of game. We're not going to have like how Jeopardy is, like, you know, you get all the categories and whatnot, because I don't have the time or resources to create that right now. I don't even have the intelligence to do it at the moment, too. That's a lot of questions for me to gather. So we're going to do this in a sense of where I would do the I would say the clue, and then you have to answer it back with a question.
Like how do we do the buzzer, though?
So we're not going to do the buzzer. I'm just going to go one by one.
Okay.
And if I say the clue, you could decide to skip this question and let the other person
say it. Okay.
And then if you both get it wrong, there's no negative point values here. It's just just not going to get
Family Feud.
Yeah, it's more Family Feud than Jeopardy. Then.
Yes. Jeopardy, Family Feud. So in the also dedicated to Steve Harvey.
Wait, what? No. He's alive. He's alive.
In, like, he's alive still. wait, does he do Family Feud?
Yeah, he does.
If he does. Yeah. I should have decided who would go first, but I would go alphabetical as a way. And as he is, Anthony, you're our guest here. So I'll ask you this first. These are pretty easy. Like, they're not too difficult. I don't want to say they're like, you know, you don't have to like
it like that, because I'm going to miss them. And
yes. So let's see. Yeah. So first to five or whoever has the most points by the end of this, because I only came up with 10 questions.
Oh, good.
So are you ready? And I trust you guys. You're not like typing this in Google.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah.
You hear me, Ben?
Yeah, like, not at all.
No. Is there a time limit, though, to answer or no?
No, there isn't.
Okay.
I would say that
2 minutes later.
We're not going to wait here for a whole 15 minutes for you to answer. I'll give you at least 30 seconds. And we can talk about
that's actually like, good. 30 seconds.
Okay. 10 seconds. But yeah, are you ready, Anthony?
As ready as I'm going to be.
Cool. So in August, this continent was officially certified to be polio virus free after a call to action was made by this South African president 24 years ago.
Wait, what is he answering? The president or the country?
This continent.
Okay.
Africa.
It is Africa. Yes, you're right.
It's in the question.
Yes, yeah. So this is how easy it's going to be. Okay.
Can I just point out, I am happy that you actually said it was a continent and not a country. Very
yes,
important
yeah,
distinction.
I know so many people make that distinction wrong. So I'm going to also explain these answers too. So in case people want to know more about it, because I just don't want people to like, oh, okay, that's a question. So of course, the South African president was the late Nelson Mandela 24 years ago. So the CDC had just declared it that this year they would be polio. Oh, this year would be polio free. It took them, almost 30 years for this to happen. A lot of dedication and sacrifices from like healthcare workers there and the community volunteers. So now there are like about 220 million children across Africa who are immunized against polio, which is really good.
Great.
That's good.
John, so that's 1 point for Anthony. So John, your turn. So if you do get it correct, I'm going to get the next question. I'm just going to go back to John, back and forth. I should explain these rules prior to the episode.
Yeah, realized. Without okay. saying it's Jeopardy. And we're like, this is not Jeopardy at all.
So John, here is your clue. In June of this year, this will bring new sight to patients with visually impaired, even though it is made bionically.
Oh, what? It's like a device?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't... Glasses? I'm not sure.
Bionically, it's like a hint.
A robot or something. I don't know. Yeah. I'm really not sure. What is... Oh, I'll skip. I don't know this one.
How about you, Anthony?
I have no idea. This is a lot harder question mine was. I don't know. Let's say Oculus Rift. I don't know.
It's a better guess than mine.
Yeah, you get the thing. So it's an artificial eye.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So more details about this
cyberpunk?
From
Is this cyberpunk?
almost. From Hong Kong University of Science and Technology, they developed the world's first artificial eye with a 3D retina. That's pretty cool. Awesome. Yeah, and it will help those who need better eyesight in the future. So Anthony, your turn. So it's still 1-0, Anthony. Here's your clue. In October this year, NASA's SOFIA discovered water on this sunlit surface. Hint, it's the title of a Duncan Jones movie.
What? Whoa! Why did it end like Mars? That?
Huh?
Mars?
No.
Okay.
It's not
I don't know
Mars.
Who Duncan Jones is.
John, how about you?
It's Moon.
It is
the moon.
Moon. Yeah.
Sunlit surface. I'm thinking planets. Okay.
Yeah. That's why I added the Duncan Jones movie in case you knew who that was.
Nope.
So more details about this is NASA's SOFIA, I think that's the name of their observatory, I think, has confirmed for the first time water on the sunlit surface of the moon. This discovery indicates the water may be distributed across the lunar surface and not limited to cold, shadowed places. I think there was this idea that there wouldn't be water there, but now they just found out there could be. So that was a point to John, but it goes back to John because that was Anthony's question initially. So it's tied right now. I think that we still have a lot.
Yes.
John, are you ready?
Yes.
Ready? This country made history in November, becoming the first nation in the world to guarantee free and universal access to menstrual products.
Oh my God. Not America. This is not America.
This was just like recently too.
What?
Like they just announced like last a couple weeks ago. Like several.
You said country?
Like yes.
I don't know. Canada? I don't know. This is my guess.
No.
Okay.
Anthony, do you have an idea?
No.
Oh no. Okay.
That one.
So the answer is gone.
I was gonna say I remember the story. I don't remember the country.
It's Scotland.
Oh wow! I would never get this.
So the Scotland Parliament voted unanimously to pass the measure that makes free menstrual products available to anyone who needs them. This is the first country to do so on Earth.
What does that mean on Earth?
You never know. There's probably other advanced,
another parallel.
Yeah,
we're closing out the possibilities.
Yes, yeah. So this is that's no point to no one, but still tied. But it's Anthony's question now. So here's a clue. This country has become the 88th nation to formally commit to abolishing the death penalty.
The 88th nation?
Yes. I would give you a hint, but I didn't give hint to John last question,
no,
so I don't want to give it.
I'm still going to say I don't know. I'm obviously not. I'm a little bit world blind sometimes.
This is mostly for our listeners.
Yeah, no, it's for me too. I'm glad I'm learning new stuff. Go ahead.
John, how about you?
I don't know. I'll take a stab at the... Wait, sorry. sorry, that's all I meant. I don't... Australia? I don't know.
You're close.
Really? Okay, what is it?
Kazakhstan.
That is not close, Ben. That is way far.
So Kazakhstan in the same galaxy.
Yes. Yeah.
The same Earth, right, Ben?
Yes, yes. So Kazakhstan joined an international protocol on the abolishment of death penalties in September. It became the 88th nation to do so. Oh, interesting. So that was Anthony's question. Here is your question, John. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Cool. So this country is the first in Central America to legalize same-sex marriage.
The only country I know is Brazil.
I don't think that's Central America, though.
Oh, is it? Oh, no, is
Southern.
It? Oh, Southern.
America.
Oh, I already answered. Never mind. Go ahead, Anthony. There's only one, I guess.
Can you repeat the question?
This country is the first in Central America to legalize same-sex marriage. I don't know if I'm supposed to be counting my dollars.
United States?
No, remember Central America. Isn't yeah. So it is Costa Rica.
Oh no, yeah.
In May, Costa Rica legalized same-sex marriage, but this was no like small political feat in the country where the issue divided voters in 2018, but they all got together and voted for it to be legalized this year.
I really got to work on my geology. This is not
like... Same here. I was like, yeah.
So that question was for John. This question is for you, Anthony. So this is going to take place in the United States, so... Hopefully, you know this answer.
I don't want to get this wrong just so I'm consistent across the board.
Yes, yeah.
I don't know anything about where I'm at either.
It's still 1-1, right? It's
yes,
still
yes, yeah.
Okay, Anthony. In June, this law was protected in a 5-4 decision in the U.S. Supreme Court to help immigration.
To help immigration?
Yeah. Oh, people who are immigrating here. I have a.
I know
the last thing I remember.
Say immigrating. I put undocumented immigrants.
Oh, what's it called? What's the program called?
Oh, you know it. You know it, but you don't know.
You're in the right direction.
I cannot remember for the life of me the name, and that's way over time. So go ahead.
How about you, John?
It's DACA.
Yeah, it's DACA. On June, the Supreme Court overturned the Trump administration to shut down DACA, which means Deferred Action for Children Arrivals. It's a program which helped 800,000 young people, better known as Dreamers, to avoid deportation and remain in the United States. So that's one to John, and two John now, and then one to Anthony. So John, this is your question. In July, this pipeline was shut down due to a court order declaring it as a National Environmental Policy Act.
I don't know. I'm going to guess again. Something in North Dakota? I don't know. Something Dakota?
Oh, close. You're so close. Okay.
Yeah, I don't know. That's my answer, though. North Dakota.
How about you?
Oh.
There's a specific name for this. John's in the right one.
He said North Dakota, right?
Yeah.
Going opposite.
Don't go opposite.
The South Dakota pipeline. See this, guys? Go to school. It's important.
Was that your answer, South Dakota?
It's gonna be as good as it gets.
So it's all of Dakotas because it's called the Dakota Access.
Oh my god.
Dakota Access.
Yeah. Listeners, they know this from 2015's. They've been having protests against the pipeline due to the indigenous tribes that are in Standing Rock. So this all shut down recently because an environmental act that was reviewed, and they decided like this was actually against everything after, you know, state violence against indigenous tribes. But yeah, so that is that was John's question. This is your question. John's still leading 2-1. Here is your question, Anthony. Are you ready?
Gonna be.
Okay, in June of this year, this decision in the U.S. Supreme Court allowed people of this marginalized group rights in workplace. In the workplace.
This decision or these people?
There's a decision that allowed people of this marginalized group rights in the workplace.
I don't know the name of the decision.
Yeah, we don't need the decision. I'm sorry. It's the people. I'm sorry. Yeah, sorry.
Trans rights?
Yes. I'll accept that. It's, you know, the LGBTQ, but overall, but it is mostly for transgender rights in the workplace. That was because it was a landmark decision because it brought the language of the Civil Rights Act of 1964, where they reviewed it, and it, which allowed workplace, which didn't allow workplace discrimination on the basis of sex. So it allowed transgender not to be discriminated against in the workplace. So it's 2-2 now, John. And I didn't plan this, guys. This is actually the last question. So it's 2-2. It's tied. I'm gonna. I don't know actually how I'm gonna do this because then you have to like buzz in at the same time. I'll allow both of you I'll allow you both to have an answer, but I will say if it's correct or not. And then with this decision, you guys could even say the same answer.
Okay.
Just so if you want, that's how Jeopardy is. Like you would have to like you know match how much they would
wagering points.
Wagering, yeah.
I wager 1 point.
Yeah. So here's the question. It's for both of you.
And oh, wait. How about that? Like, right now we type in how many points we wager. So we both have two. Okay. And then
all or nothing.
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Oh, yeah. Okay. All or nothing. Yeah. Either way, I'll put two.
Remember, you guys can have the same answer.
Okay.
So in October of this year, 9-month-year-old conjoined twins, Abigail and Michaela, at the UC Davis Children's Center, undergo surgery, a successful surgery for 24 hours, Oops, I wrote this question actually weird. But we won't. The answer we want. I would want to know where were they conjointed.
Okay. I would say arm.
Arm.
Yeah.
Okay. How about you, Anthony?
This is actually a good question. Like, it's a good question to guess. Like,
where were they conjoined? The chest.
So you, John, you have arm. You have chess, and both of you wagered for two, right?
Yeah, we're all in, both of us.
I'm sorry, but both of you are wrong. Okay. So it goes back to zero. There are no champions here. The correct answer is the head. They were conjoined in the head.
See, that was my first thought.
Which
same here. I was like, that can't be a head because it's hard. The procedure is hard.
Yeah, so
I
was the survival rate is really low. But because of, you know, modern technology now that they successfully separated them and they're healthy right now.
That's good.
That's cool. Awesome.
Yeah, I did that.
Lose points over that. I can.
Yeah,
that.
Yeah. I think all of us gain knowledge this past 15 minutes of learning everything.
Yes.
So that was our good news Jeopardy.
Don't call it Jeopardy.
I know I shouldn't call it Jeopardy anymore.
You can just say good news. That's it. Good news.
Oh yeah, good news. Yeah. So moving on with that, we're gonna do our last segment. I was gonna say something else. Our last segment, which is adding to the freaking awesome list. We have Anthony here. He's going to contribute at least one of them on the list. But before that, if listeners don't know, here's the list we have conducted the past year. Remind you that not all of these things came out this year. It's more of what we felt that were freaking awesome this year, basically. And it could be things from like previous, you know, years, even decades. I think one of them is like literally 3 decades old. So here's the list in no order, but in the order of when we actually list them. So the first one would be the Birds of Prey. It's a particular scene where the huntress slides down. John recommended that one. The other one is Birds of Prey, where Harley Quinn gives her hair tied to Black Canary, which is Audrey's favorite. I said Animal Crossing New Horizon, which is a video game on the Nintendo Switch. I think a lot of people love that game because of the pandemic. So many people bought a Switch and played that game. Middle Ditch and Schwartz Episode 2, Law School Magic, which is available on Netflix. John recommended that because it's pretty funny. I haven't watched it, but he said because of the improvisation of it, it's a comedy episode. So they get into really weird situations and whatnot. John also put on this list Puppet History, which is a YouTube series. He also suggested Are You Scared, which is also a YouTube series. I put the film Tenet, the Christopher Nolan film. We all agreed to put on Lovecraft Country, which is a HBO show that came out this past week. This past year. I said Atmospheres, A Day Before Halloween, the album. John overall put witches, like witches in all different types of mediums. He suggested that there was witches in Lovecraft Country, Betrayal, Autopsy of Jane Doe, George A. Romero's Jack's Wife. So, and the witches films that came out, or the film, the remake that came out this past year too.
Of witches.
Yes. we suggested
had a
also,
good year.
Yeah, yeah, witches had a good year.
Oh yeah, they even prevented Donald Trump from. No. I just remember everyone on Twitter was hexing him not to win the nomination, the presidency again. John also suggested Auntie Donna's Big Old House of Fun on Netflix. I recommended the short films from Steve McQueen on Amazon Prime, Small Axe. I also recommended the book from Alice Wong, who edited the book Disability Visibility, the first person stories from the 21st century. John suggested Black Dresses, the album Peaceful of Hell. John also suggested Spider-Man's Miles Morales. Audrey suggested
PS5?
Yeah. No. I played on the PS4. Man.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, they have it on PS4?
Yeah.
I thought they said they weren't making it. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut off the list.
Oh, no. It's cool. Play on the PS4.
Yeah. Schitt's Creek is because its popularity, because it won like an Emmy.
I think earlier this year.
So Audrey suggested that it's on Netflix. I can't pronounce this.
Wataku.
Yeah. Love is Hard of Otaku. Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Otakoi.
Oh yeah, you said yes. As you got it right.
Love is the Heart of Otaku.
Yes. It's a manga and an anime that Audrey suggested, and Banana Fish. She also just suggested that from it's an anime show that she watched, both on Amazon Prime. So that's 18 things. Anthony, do you have something to put on this list?
Do you have any?
Do you want to talk about anything on this list too?
Well, I kind of interjected on some stuff.
Yeah,
on
it's fine.
List.
It's totally fine.
I personally am not a big fan of the Birds of Prey movie. It tried to do good things, but I don't think it was as. It didn't do all of the things that it intended to do. It's good that it's out there. Not my favorite thing. I really do. Lovecraft Country was one of my favorite things this year, just in general.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's kind of hard to top. They did such a good job adapting what was the book into a series, and it's not the same, but I think it's stronger for not being the exact same as the book.
I'm in agreement because I read the book too, and everything that they took the ideas from the book and there's development of it from adapting it, I think was a surprise because I like how they went a different route altogether.
Very strong choices and very
yes.
well.
Yes.
Do you think they're doing a season two?
I don't know. I haven't actually finished season one. I now have time to finish it. I was in the middle of the season, but I will finish it probably within this week.
I would be fine if they do not do a season two. Because much like Watchmen, some things only need the one season. That being said, I'm not going to turn it down if it comes back.
Same here.
I ended up being one of those people who was heavy on Animal Crossing New Horizons. I have since dropped it a little bit just because I've been trying to reach out more to other people. Since everything's been going on, so it's not as sociable as a game as it is when you just have to play it at home sometimes. So I've been opting for different things, but it's still a fun game. I haven't revisited it yet, but I plan to sometime soon. I'd like to see Tenet, have not seen it yet, so that's going to be on my list. I agree with witches as an overall thing. The concept of witches, just great year. I've seen a lot of really good witch content. Both with them is bad and both is good. But I'm going to have to catch some of those ones that you have on the list over here. What else? I didn't know Spider-Man Miles Morales was available on PS4. I'm going to change that. Schitt's Creek is a very good series. I haven't watched it all the way through, but I've caught clips here and there, and it's never been not funny. How are you going to have what's...
I can't. John, you know their names better.
Daniel Levi, is that the one you're talking about?
Yes.
He's really funny.
Him and his father.
Yep. Both amazing. They're both.
And it's great to have them both in a single series.
Yep.
That being said, you guys have a pretty good list overall for this year. I'm really excited to see some of these things, and I see some stuff that I'm definitely going to be checking out. As far as what I'm going to be adding to the list, what I think should be there is Twitch. I talked about it earlier. You're really developing communities there, and there's been a lot of gathering and creativity that's been going well on there. Not to necessarily sponsor something that, you know, is not owned by us, and I don't particularly like the fact that they're owned by Bezos, but, you know, it's nice to have communities build up around people that you know and people that essentially you don't. You make brand new friends. You get to experience new things. Most of these services that are like this, I mean, it's not just Twitch. There's Twitch, Picarto, a lot of these streaming services, just a lot of fun. And I recommend to anyone that's out there to give it a try. You don't have to be as active in the chat or anything like that. And some of these places can be toxic, but when you find your place, you'll know.
I think we recommend that as much because John, you do run Twitch on Apex, right?
Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I haven't done that in a long time.
But yeah, Twitch is a really great way just to see. I think it, because of the pandemic, a lot of people just, you know, got in their rooms, found whatever they love and just streamed it. And I think that was a really positive thing for everyone to let that creativity out, because I know a lot of people, it was really tough for people just to be on lockdown and whatnot. But having that, you know, outlet was pretty cool. But yeah, I love that Twitch is on this list. There's one more spot, John. Do you have a spot?
Actually, I don't know.
Honorable mention for a second?
Yes.
So I got one more for you. This one's going to be a manga that I've been reading for a little while now. It's pretty short, pretty simple, but it's been a lot of fun, and I think you guys are going to enjoy it. It's called Chainsaw Man.
It sounds interesting.
Yeah.
The title's pretty interesting.
Yeah, it's a different kind of shonen. It's not really different. It's same similar kind of shonen style for the main storyline, but the characters that are in it, the motivations, the art style, it's all got a very it's very stylistic, and it's a lot of fun. It's a fun series. It can be a little bit weird, but that's kind of what makes it good.
So Chainsaw Man is an honorable mention.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to check this out. This sounds like something I would read.
I think you guys will really enjoy it. Just the style of everything and the kind of storyline.
Oh, yeah, this looks really nice.
I love the art. Cool. The art is really good.
It's action, dark fantasy, and horror for the genre. But yeah, and you know, if you like Game of Thrones,
oh, whoa,
wait, is this only manga? Is there an anime for this or no?
I think they talked about potentially doing an anime. I haven't seen anything.
Okay.
So I don't think it's been launched yet. There is.
I just saw the character of Denji. I guess mm-hmm. That's the name. I really like the look of this character. I like how he's wearing a, what do you call that? Your neck.
A tie? Are you talking about a tie?
No. A scarf.
Oh.
To keep himself warm. I don't think that is a scarf. It looks like something else in this picture photo, in this drawing, but we'll see. It looks really bloody, too, actually.
Yeah, it is very much so. Like I said, you guys will probably enjoy it. I think it's right in your wheelhouse of things that you'll like.
John, do you have anything to suggest on this list?
No, actually, I have nothing anymore.
I'm going to suggest something. I'm just going to put here, because it's a freaking awesome list, I'll put everyone that has supported us.
Oh, wow. Really, man?
Yes. Yeah, they're freaking awesome. I feel like Anthony was saying about Twitch, how a lot of us were staying inside and we were creating stuff, and then we needed a lot of support from people just to, even if you're just listening for like a couple of minutes, or you know, turning on Anthony's stream to just be inspired by, or just watching someone else do their creative work. I think this year allowed a lot of people who wanted to be creative, like to your. I know it's unfortunate they were forced to be creative, but I think a lot of people who weren't literally into the arts now found something they love to do. I know a lot of people started baking. Yes. A lot of people started painting. A lot of people started doing music too. Like they never knew they had talents. So I'll put there like people, everyone that was with us during this pandemic, and how, you know, they found, Yes, they found something creative. So it's you. This is Times People of the Year. No, you. So you are freaking awesome. Mentioning that too, I also want to thank the couple of guests that actually went on this past year, because I know, once again, like we couldn't mention about the pandemic, but like allowing them to have their free time to actually go join our podcast. John mentioned there was an author, Monique Jones, who wrote the book of Awesome Black Americans. She was in our Lovecraft Country episode, and I really recommend purchasing her book. I purchased it. It's really great. Especially what has happened this past year, that there's a lot of information I feel like a lot of us don't know, and that I think her book really cement that, like learning about other cultures and whatnot. And then Li Lai, she is the founder of Mediaversity. She was also a guest on this podcast. And if you want to talk about representation in media, I really urge to go to her website, and they have critics there that not only talk about the content of like film and television, but like, if it's something good or bad, but they also talk about the representation of it at all and how we need more of it. Mediaversity.
Mediaversity.
Yeah. I really recommend it because it doesn't just talk about if a plot is good or whatnot, but they talk about everything of like how many women were involved in this movie, how many people of color were involved in this movie and whatnot. So it's really an eye opener because you get to see how in many of the industries, I think we all part of that, not all of it is represented by us, especially the heads up, like, you know, CEOs and whatnot. So, and then that gets judged by what is being created in that industry sometimes. So I really recommend that.
So the website real quick is mediaversityreviews.com.
Yes, mediaversityreviews.com. Mm-hmm. That's owned by Li Lai. And then real quick, Tony Colson, who is the Get Out the Room podcast. We always have him like every year, I think.
For horror movies.
For horror movies, yeah. Mostly. Yeah. But he's really great to follow. Follow him. Follow all of them on social media. I really recommend it. They're great people, and they write really great things. So, but yeah. And then Anthony Marshall, thank you again for joining us. Hopefully, you could join us more next year. Especially continuing.
I'm always available.
Yes. And then probably next year, we can all study up for the next Jeopardy.
Yes, I will. I will work on that.
I mean, literally, when I was researching all this, I was like, oh, wow, this all happened this year. I didn't realize that. Like, I was really surprised.
It's been 10 years. 10 yes. years.
Yes. But before we leave, Anthony, where can they find you online?
So for right now, the best places to find me are on Instagram or on Twitch at iAnthonyMarshall. That's iAnthonyMarshall. And I stream on Tuesday evenings doing my art. And then I do pop-up streams for video games all over the place. And then I post every Tuesday brand new pieces from a book that I'm planning on publishing during the early part of the 2021 year. So come by, drop a comment, leave a message, and maybe we can talk.
Cool. How about you, John?
You can catch me on Twitter at the most organized Twitter feed of 20XX at Abaya Arts, ABAYARTS. Also, check out my date night series where Audrey and I play video games at datenight.abayaarts.com. So, yeah, check out those videos. They go straight to our YouTube page, so go there.
I'm always, I think, talk about your video game series because you bring light to a lot of like indie
developers. We mostly play indie games, yeah. Like games are mostly on itch.io, and most of them are like visual novels. we like the stories when in those games, so we're like, oh, okay, let's
I think this. The best part about it is when you guys do the voices for each character to read. Highly recommend. I don't know why they're not giving you guys a voice performing video games.
It's all good.
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Benjamin Abaya. You can find all of our content and everyone on thefreakingawesome.com. You can find us on TFA Now on Twitter and Instagram. And I believe on Twitch, right? Is it still TFA Now on
Probably.
Twitch?
It's more likely, yeah.
Yeah.
Unless please it's subscribe. The whole name.
Yeah. Please subscribe to us on Google Play, on iTunes. And if you have any questions, comments, suggestions, or corrections, there was probably a story in this Jeopardy game that wasn't correct, please email us at contacts@thefreakingawesome.com. Once again, thank you for our listeners this year. Be safe. Please continue to wear masks and protect each other and whatnot. I'm Benjamin Abaya.
I'm John Abaya.
I'm Anthony Marshall.
And this has been the Freaking Awesome Podcast. Cool. Yeah, I'll probably put that together. I'll message you guys about it.
Cool.
I just saw Sears' message.
Oh, yeah.
What did he say?
He overslept, he said.
Oh, it's fine. Oh, no.